Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
It's Recode Daily. I'm Adam Clark Estes, and my co-host Ronnie Mola is here as well. And because this is the last new episode of Recode Daily for 2021, Ronnie, I'm thinking maybe we should try something a little different to wrap up the year.
You want to play a game?
I'd love to.
All right. It's called How Well Do You Understand What Happened on the Internet in 2021? Good?
Great. I should nail this because I am a technology journalist.
I think not. All right, Adam, what's a baddie?
I'm a baddie. I ain't never
been with a baddie. With a baddie. She calm, so I added to the tally. I'm sure you are. No, but really, what do you think a baddie is?
Okay, so a baddie is probably someone who doesn't do bad stuff like smoke cigarettes or watch HBO.
It comes with confidence, y'all, in your mindset, taking care of yourself, and then obviously the physical. And the physical also does kind of connect with self-care, I think. That's how you become a baddie.
And what about dark academia?
Dark academia. That was my experience in college.
Me too. It was sad. How do you pronounce Elon Musk's son's name?
It is spelled X-A-E-A-12.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really matter because...
No, that was my answer.
Oh.
So how do you pronounce it? Here's what Musk told Joe Rogan.
I mean, it's just X, the letter X. The AE is like pronounced ash. And then A12 is my contribution.
Oh, why A12?
Archangel 12, the precursor to the SR-71. Coolest plane ever.
What's a wolf haircut?
It's a haircut that looks kind of wolfy. And they look to me exactly like when I was younger, like 2007. And a lot of the hipster girls who listened to Feist had haircuts like this.
Got it. Listens to Feist, howls at the moon. I think that's close enough. What about bones or no bones?
The game where we find out if my 13-year-old pug woke up with bones. And in addition, we find out what kind of day we're going to have.
It's a Bone Thugs and Harmony cover band.
Yep. Sure enough, down he goes. Okay, it's a no bones day, so just take it easy. Don't rush into anything. Oh my gosh, unless you have to, then go for it.
All right, last question. What's cool, straight leg jeans or wide leg jeans?
Straight leg jeans. I made the switch in 2003. I'm never going back.
Correct. But I think the real answer is it doesn't matter because you should just wear what you like and what looks nice on you, and trends are meaningless.
All right, fun game. Where are you pulling all these weird words and phrases from?
So I got this from Google's annual roundup of search trends. Basically, what things are people Googling this year that they weren't Googling last year?
Okay, just so we're clear, we're not talking about the things that people Googled the most. It's a little bit more nuanced than that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that people always Google the most is like, what's the weather or different songs or things that are very, very, very generic. This is more about growth in search trends. And the way Google does this is they put out a website that has a bunch of different trends based on categories. There's things like how to or songs or celebrities or recipes and things like that. And they categorize the search growth there. And what's interesting about these trends is it sort of shows you things that, you know, we hadn't thought of before, that didn't exist before, you know, things that we'll inherently have to Google. Also, you know, in a year where we had a pandemic and now we're in the second year of a pandemic, it shows you how things have sort of changed. You know, we're Googling for bars again, like, you know, where's the local bar? And that might have not shown up, you know, in previous years because we always Google for bars, but it showed up because we were not doing that in 2020.
Gotcha. So out of these many new trends, you actually identified some trends within the trends or trends from the trends.
Yeah, I pulled out sort of three overarching trends. One was economic interest and insecurity, people looking up stocks or Ethereum and Dogecoin and, you know, just cryptocurrencies in general. But also at the same time, you had a lot of people Googling, you know, when do I get my stimulus check? How do I get my stimulus check? All sorts of things related to that. You also had people asking a lot about student loan debt and how it could be canceled.
I was 18 years old when I signed for $150,000 in student loans. It should not be standard practice to allow someone who's 18 years old to take out that much in student loans.
You know, and these are real financial concerns that real people have, and you sort of see them playing out in mass on Google Trends. There was also a lot about this like so-called generational feud between Gen Z and millennials. I don't know if you remember earlier this year. There was a lot of talk about what hairstyles are in and what pants are in.
Why do so many of you care about my side part? You know what? Fine. I guess it's time for a glow up.
And there was the sort of manufactured war between Gen Z and millennials. And you sort of see that play out in search. People looking up straight leg jeans, people looking up side parts.
You know, I used to get made fun of for having a middle part. Now, of course, the opposite is happening. But fine, I will keep with the times.
You also had just people feeling, I think, really anxious after 2 years stuck inside. And now all of a sudden, people are doing social things again. People are going to concerts and, you know, going out to dinner. So you have them asking, like, you know, what do I wear to a concert? I see it as people sort of trying to refigure out how to be with people again, you know, like how to be a good boyfriend, how to be a good kisser were some of the top trends. Then some other ones that were a little more like personal, like, you know, how to be happy alone. And I think those really reflected just sort of like our general existence in year two of a global pandemic. Perhaps most obviously, people were looking for vaccinations, you know, where are vaccines near me, vaccine testing. You know, last year was a lot more like, what are the causes of COVID and what are the symptoms of COVID? And this year, it's like trying to find the cure for it.
Although I feel like in the last few weeks or even days, I found myself Googling some classic 2020 phrases like how to get a test.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I recently had to decide whether my toddler was, you know, just regular sick or COVID sick. And it's like, you know, you revert to March 2020 all over again.
Thank you, Omicron.
Is that how you say it?
Omicron, yeah.
Sure.
So how much attention should we be paying to what's trending on Google? What does it all mean?
I mean, definitely take it with a grain of salt. You know, these are things people sort of nearly subconsciously like type in, you know, I ask Google everything. But I do think it's like a fun, sort of like interesting investigation into like what other people are curious about. I'm sure you could make a bunch of like business decisions, see what's popular, things like that. But it's also a little bit backward looking. You know, it's like what we were Googling in 2021 doesn't mean we're going to be Googling that in 2022. So, Adam, what do you think you searched for most in 2021?
Well, as an editor here at Recode, I think I probably searched for Recode stories and podcasts most.
What do you hope to search for in 2022?
That's easy. Award-winning Recode stories and podcasts. Ronnie, what do you search for most?
It used to be beer or brewery near me, but nowadays it's more like, you know, why is my son sick? Or, you know, what is this mystery illness?
And what do you hope to search for more next year?
You know, what to do with all my money and spare time.
Yeah, you've got to be in a nice spot when you have to Google, what do I do with my money? Ronnie, thanks for joining us. Thanks for explaining all of these insightful Google trends. And thanks for everything you've done for the show this year.
Yeah, it's been really nice to, you know, sometimes host with you, sometimes interview you, sometimes be interviewed by you. Yeah, it's been fun. I'll see you on the other side.
And we'll see you listeners on the other side as well. This concludes our first full calendar year of Recode Daily. We can't wait for another one. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to be running some best of episodes and we'll start anew in 2022. Today's episode was produced by Taylor Macon and engineered by Melissa Ponce from Hemlock Creek Productions. I'm Adam Clark Estes. Thanks for listening and happy holidays.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.